Hello everyone and namaskar. So today I'm going to read another story from the late Acharya Ramananda Avadhoot's book. And this story is titled Fresh Lemon Water. In October of 1971, we took a flight from Calcutta to Patna, where a DMC was scheduled. Our flight was at 7 a.m., so we had to leave very early for the airport. Whenever we traveled, I would carry two flasks with me for Baba, one for water and the other for juice or lemon water. Depending on the time of day, since it was an early flight, I prepared some sweet lemon juice at 5 o'clock, just before we were to leave for the airport. The flight had a scheduled stopover in Ranchi, which is in Bihar, where Baba grew up and where he began Ananda Marga. For that reason, there are more Margis in Bihar than in other parts of India, and more Acharyas as well. After an hour's flight, the plane landed in Ranchi, where we were to have half an hour layover. While the Ranchi-bound passengers deplaned and other passengers got on, as we were rolling to a stop on the tarmac, Baba asked me to go to the door to see if there were Margis waiting for him outside. Whenever Baba traveled, the Margis would be advised of his travel arrangements. And wherever there was a stopover, whether by plane or by train, the local Margis would gather to have Baba's darshan. But as soon as the door of the plane opened, we heard a loud cry, "Parampita Baba ki jai!" "No need to see if the Margis have come," Baba said. "Just go and show yourself at the door, so they know that we have come." Some five or six Margis had gotten permission to meet Baba on the tarmac, and they were waiting for him, with garlands in their hands. Once the other passengers got down, we also got down. And as soon as Baba's feet touched the ground, the Margis put their garlands around his neck. They escorted us into the transit lounge, where the rest of the Margis were waiting. We remained there for about half an hour, and Baba was given VIP treatment by the airline, courtesy of some influential Margis. While we were returning to the plane, Dr. Ramesh was walking alongside Baba. He was a well-known doctor in Ranchi, president of the Child Welfare Society of India. He asked Baba to please take some water before he boarded the plane, but Baba declined. "I am thirsty," he said, "but I cannot drink while walking. I will take something on the plane." Once the flight took off, Baba asked me if he could have a glass of fresh squeezed lemon water. "Yes, Baba," I said. "I have a thermos of sweet lemon juice right here." "Is it fresh?" he asked. "I prepared this morning, Baba, just before we left." "Then how can you call it fresh?" "Fresh is when you prepare it and give it to me. That is fresh. If it is prepared 2 or 3 hours earlier, then it is stale." "I didn't ask for stale lemon water. I asked for fresh lemon water." Baba's tone of voice was rather stern, but I was used to that. I looked upon him as my father, and he would scold me just like a father whenever I made some mistake. I felt chagrin for not being able to serve him properly, but at the same time I thought that if he is asking for fresh lemon juice, then there must be a reason. I thought that perhaps there might be some on the plane, so I went and asked the stewardess, but she said that they only had canned juice. They didn't prepare any fresh juice on the plane. When I came back to my seat and told Baba, he told me to leave it. "Ramananda," he said, "I think you must have asked the stewardess how long it will be before we land in Patna." "Yes, Baba. She said that we would be landing in 10 to 15 minutes. "Then you shouldn't worry. Two people are preparing sweet lemon juice for me as we speak. Fresh juice. When we arrive in the airport, they will both approach you. You should accept the juice from the person on your right, not the one on your left." Many Margis were waiting to receive us in the airport. They had set up a chair in an open area for Baba to sit on while he waited for me to get his luggage and prepare the car. Just as Baba had predicted, two people came up to me with fresh lemon juice for Baba. On my right, the mother of Braj Bihari approached me with a towel and a glass. She must have been about 65 at the time. The person on my left was Shashi Ranjan, who was a member of parliament and a staunch devotee. He was a very respected Margi, but I had my instructions, so I allowed her to offer Baba the towel and then the juice. Shashi was disappointed, but I explained to him that Baba could not take two glasses at one time. I will keep your juice, I told him, and I will give it to Baba when he arrives at Pataliputra, which is where Baba stayed when he came to Patna. In the meantime, Baba drank the entire glass that the old lady had given him. Usually he doesn't finish the whole glass, and she became very happy. Her face was shining. Later I learned that this had been her desire for the past 6 or 7 years, to personally offer Baba a glass of juice, and because of her strong devotion, she had been confident that Baba would take her juice and no one else's. But later on, when we arrived at our quarters in Pataliputra, I began to wonder if I had not mixed up Baba's instructions. It seemed to me that Shashi Ranjan was the much stronger devotee. Certainly he was a much more well-known and well-respected Margi, and he had brought his juice in a silver glass to show his love and affection, while the old lady had brought hers in an ordinary glass. Normally, I would never make such a mistake. Whatever Baba told me to do, whether at home or while traveling, would come instantly recorded in my mind, so that I would never forget it. And I was certain that I had heard him tell me to accept the juice from the right-hand person. But the more I thought about it, the more I wondered if I might not have made a mistake. It made more sense that he would want to take the juice from Shashi Ranjan. At that moment, Baba was in his room, getting ready to go into the bathroom. I was sitting outside his room with several important Margis of Patna, Raj Mohan, Braj Bihari, and 3 or 4 others. Suddenly the door opened, and Baba was standing there in his lungi and a t-shirt. He called us into his room and said, "All of you, listen. Ramananda has some confusion in his mind, and I want to clear it up in front of you before I take my bath." Before we landed, I told Ramananda that 2 people would come to offer me juice, and that he should accept the juice from the person on his right. But now he is worried that he might have made a mistake, that he might have misheard and should have accepted the juice from the person on his left. But what he did was correct. I wanted to take the juice from the lady to my right, because she didn't put any conditions in her mind before offering the juice. The person on my left had so many conditions in his mind, that he should be prosperous, that he should be given a grandson, so many desires. He is very good to me, and I love him very much. But first I see the devotion and the purity of the person. And in this case, the lady to my right was superior in her devotion and her purity. Afterward, I sent Shashi Ranjan on field walk with Baba. Baba talked with him for some time while they were walking, and Shashi was very happy. Thank you.